la cosecha del café se da.
We're in San Pedro La Laguna, Guatemala, high in the Mayan highlands along the shores of Lake Atitlan. The voice you hear is that of Estela Garcia. She's a maestra, Spanish for teacher. She's been teaching at the San Pedro Spanish School for 7 years. She's 39 years old and has 4 children. At first, she told me her husband died years ago. Later, she had a different story.
In reality, my husband isn't dead. He's working in Guatemala City. He doesn't come to San Pedro. He's more distant from the family than is normal.
Estela says her husband sometimes provides support for the family, but it's erratic.
I talked with him about keeping the love and affection of his children and not losing their trust in him.
But those talks have little impact.
I'm really alone, with my children, with their education, with everything.
Estela Garcia is typical of many women who teach in Spanish immersion schools. Before this, she was an unemployed secretary, out of work for a year. She even considered fleeing to the U.S. illegally to support her family. But now she says those thoughts are behind her. That's because teaching Spanish in Guatemala is more than a job. It's a lifesaver.
The majority of the teachers here at the school are women with children. We have the same goal, to teach and help people from other countries. Thanks to the school, we can also help our families.
15 years ago, before the boom in Spanish immersion schools in Guatemala, women like Estela had few options to support their families. They could weave textiles or produce handicrafts at home, but there's not much money in that. In a country where men typically earn more, whatever they do, teaching is different.
It's the same salary when both are teachers. Women have the same rights to the same salaries as men.
Many of the teachers at these Spanish language schools have little formal teacher training. Most of Estela's training was on the job.
Here, little by little, I learned many things about teaching, about how much I like teaching, how much I like doing it, and how much I like to share with people from different countries.
It doesn't mean a diploma on the wall to be able to teach that. It takes a person that actually wants to be a teacher.
Vernon Smith has taught college-level Spanish in Phoenix for 20 years.
How can you dispute that a native speaker in the native context is going to be the most authentic and probably the most expert source? Lake Atitlan, you're having the pure experience.
And that pure experience comes surprisingly cheap. 4 hours of daily private instruction costs around $95 a week in this area. About half of that money goes to the teacher. Some have criticized this whole experience as a kind of linguistic tourism exploiting Central American teachers. Smith, for one, doesn't think that's an issue.
It's basically creating a cottage industry that they're able to have without having certification, but able to provide a true service that is high quality. And frankly, if it pays the bills, that's not a bad thing.
It pays the bills as long as the tourists keep coming. During the Guatemalan rainy season, the flow of students reduces to a trickle. No students, no money. But eventually, the rain stopped, the students return, and Estela Garcia is teaching again. In San Pedro La Laguna, Guatemala, I am Jim Paluzzi.
Mucha fruta del café.